And now, a sports update with James Willis.
As I said at the start of the program tonight, I think this is the most exciting weekend of NRL and AFL for the year. You've got the last eight teams in the two competitions, knockout preliminary finals, no second chances. You win the game, you go to the grand final. That's what it's all about. And I reckon, James, that brings up the passion and the tension every year in these games. You rarely see a full blowout in any of these finals.
Yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. I think in the NRL especially, you cannot pick either of these games. There's no reason why North Queensland or Cronulla can't win tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. And same on Saturday. I still think Melbourne are going to be too good because of the home ground advantage and the fact that they've played these big games before with people like Smith and Cronker, the ultimate big game players. But Canberra's got the best attacking record this season. That will be a beauty. The AFL, I know we'll go through that in a second, but I just wonder whether the fact that Geelong and GWS have played two games in a month, because the AFL took a week off after the finals, then they played finals week one. The two winners from the top four had a week off after that, and so Geelong and GWS coming into this game would have played, this will be their second game in a month, and I wonder whether that'll be a hindrance rather than a help.
I think it's an advantage. I mean, these players these days, and these matches are won in the midfield, and we'll go through some of that in detail in a moment, but midfield running is what wins you AFL games these days. Clearly, you need a good defence and a good forward setup, but if you've got a midfield that is strong and hasn't had to run those kilometre after kilometres for the last month, I think they are fresher. And if the game's tight, you get to three-quarter time, you've got a quarter to play out. If you've got more juice in your legs, you're going to win. Let's just go back to Sharks Cowboys and Melbourne Canberra. Ricky Stewart's playing mind games, clearly, suggesting that the referees ought to keep an eye on wrestling. Is that what he was hinting at?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Melbourne Storm are known for wrestling and have always been since Craig Bellamy was appointed more than 10 years ago. They are the masters at wrestling. The thing is, I mean, Ricky Stewart said that to try and get a bit of media attention and hopefully put some positive pressure on the referees. But at the end of the day, he's conscious of the fact that Melbourne can out-wrestle anyone in a contest, and his team needs clean ball. They want quick play the balls to get the ball wide to their strike weapons like Joey Leilua, Jordan Rapana, Jared Croker, people like that. And if Melbourne out-wrestle them out of the game, then they'll win this game. That's my belief. He's hoping that, you know, if the referees start blowing penalties, then Melbourne might drop off a little bit and not wrestle as much as they normally do. That's a terrific contest no matter what you look at it. And keep in mind, Ricky Stewart and Craig Bellamy have known each other for the best part of 30 years. They played together at the Canberra Raiders. They've exchanged text messages and they've, you know, as coaches now, they're very, very good friends. So that's a fascinating matchup.
Well, I reckon their two best coaches in football are Alistair Clarkson at Hawthorn and Craig Bellamy at Melbourne Storm, no doubt about that. If romance counts for anything, the Sharks win, right?
Yeah, and I'm confident that they can. I know that North Queensland will be favourites because of their big-name players like Thurston, Taumalolo and Morgan, but I think the fact that Cronulla have enjoyed a week off and the way they played against Canberra, a very, very well-coached side. Shane Flanagan is a very underrated coach. But they've got strike weapons as well, and I just think this is their year to do something big. I'm not convinced if it gets through to a grand final and it's Cronulla and Melbourne that the Cronulla can win. Even though they have beaten Melbourne one time this year. But, yeah, I've got a feeling about Cronulla tomorrow night. I think they can cause an upset.
Okay, we'll put that in the vault. We'll pull it out next week. In the AFL, a couple of miracle injury recoveries. Gary Rowan looked like he was gone for the year. Went down with what appeared to be a knee injury. He was taken off on the little Jeep off the Oval last Saturday night. Well, they put two bits of tape around it. He's been selected and he's back.
I thought that he was no chance to play this game, but the Sydney Swans had a crucial
Let's say foxing.
Today.
That could be foxing.
Well, no, but I mean, it looked bad. You normally, when you look at a knee problem or an injury, you think, geez, that's bad. He won't play again this year. But he's made a miraculous return, Gary Rowan. Kurt Tippett has also been named to return. He worries me a bit because he hasn't had a lot of football. I know he's a quality player, but he hasn't played a lot over the last couple of years.
I'll tell you what should worry you. They're playing Geelong, and if Geelong knows you've got a hairline fracture of the jawbone, they'll know where his jaw is. Don't worry about that.
Oh, they'll target him in the ruck. Jared McVeigh was ruled out today. He is a big loss. But this game is all about the midfields. And Dangerfield and Selwood up against Hanbury, Parker, It's going to be a beauty. And Kennedy as well. I mean, Sydney's got one of the best midfields in the game. I wonder as well, Steve, whether the fact that Sydney lost in week one and are no longer premiership favourites, so they're kind of, you know, flying under the radar a little bit, will work in their favour. They're the ultimate professional side. They've been here before. So I give them every chance of beating Geelong.
Okay, have a tip. Go on, watch your tip.
Sydney will win tomorrow night, and on Saturday, the GWS Giants will blow the Western Bulldogs off the park by about 30 points.
Really?
I think.
Gee, you're optimistic. I saw the Bulldogs last week, Marcus Bontempelli, and a couple of those Bulldogs players. That's the romance story, really, in the AFL. You can say GWS after only five seasons. That would be remarkable. But this Bulldog team hasn't won a flag since 1954. I wasn't even born when they last won a flag. So that's how long ago it was. I mean, it's ancient history. So, look, for what it's worth, I think...
Toss a coin.
I think the Swans are going to beat Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Bulldogs are going to beat GWS. It's going to be a Sydney Bulldog grand final.
That'll be terrific. I think the only reason I think the Western Bulldogs can't do it is the injury toll is one, but two, the fact that they've played two phenomenal games back-to-back, and I just don't think they have a third in them. And listen, Steve, the suggestion out of Melbourne, and there was a brilliant article last weekend by the Hawthorn legend Shane Crawford that said this GWS side could potentially have the biggest and best talent pool of any side assembled in the history of the AFL.
I don't disagree with him. There's just something this year about the Bulldogs. There's a spirit there that I haven't seen for a very long time. I'm just going to stick my neck out. We'll wait and see. As I said, it'll be a wonderful weekend of footy. Thank you, mate.
Can't wait. Thanks, Steve.